The Lok Sabha today resumed discussion on the union budget. Participating in the discussion, Charanjit Singh Channi of the Congress alleged that the budget has disappointed people. He questioned the relocation of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar's statue in Parliament House. The House witnessed heated arguments between Congress MPs and Treasury bench members over some of the remarks made by Mr. Channi. Rebutting the allegations of bias against the budget, Sunil Tatkare of NCP said maximum development in his state Maharashtra took place during the NDA regime. Calling the budget a copy-and-paste budget, Saugata Roy, MP from TMC, claimed that many features of the budget are taken from the manifesto of the Congress Party, and the education loan scheme to the students is an exact copy of a West Bengal government scheme. The discussion on the union budget is underway in the lower house. The Rajya Sabha also resumed discussion on the Union Budget 2024-25 and Budget of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir for 2024-25. Participating in the discussion, Randeep Singh Surjewala of the Congress raised the issues of farmers, the poor and unemployment. He said no provisions were made in the budget for waiving of farmers' loans. He also said the government is not providing adequate MSP on food grains to farmers. Raghav Chadha of AAP alleged that through this budget, the government has displeased all sections of society. Devashish Samant Rai of BJD alleged that the regional aspirations of the country have been neglected in the budget. BJP MP Medha Kulkarni lauded the budget, saying Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has made ample provisions for Maharashtra. Sanjay Yadav of RJD, Samirul Islam of TMC, N. Shanmugam of DMK, C. V. Shanmugam of AIADMK, Rajni Patil of Congress, and others also participated in the debate. The discussion is underway in the upper house. The government has said that 755 fast-track special courts, including 410 exclusive POXO courts, are functional in 30 states and union territories across the country. This was stated by Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal in a written reply to a question in the Rajya Sabha today. He said the government has been implementing a centrally sponsored scheme for setting up a fast-track special courts for expeditious trial and disposal of pending cases pertaining to rape and Protection of Children from Sexual Offences, POXO Act, in a time-bound manner. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kargil War Memorial tomorrow on the occasion of the 25th Kargil Vijay Divas to pay homage to the soldiers who made the supreme sacrifice for the nation in the line of duty. The day marks the victory of Indian Armed Forces in Operation Vijay in 1999 when they evicted the infiltrators backed by Pakistani Army from high outposts in Kargil sector. Mr. Modi will also carry out virtually the first blast for the construction of Shinkunla Tunnel project. Once completed, it will be the highest tunnel in the world and will provide all-weather connectivity to Leh. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Vientiane in Laos today on a three-day visit to take part in the foreign ministers' meetings under the ASEAN Union. Dr. Jaishankar, in a social media post, said he is looking forward to further deepening the country's ties with ASEAN as India marks a decade of ACT-East policy. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy to very heavy rainfall over western and central parts of the country for the next few days. The IMD said Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra will continue to witness extremely heavy rainfall till tomorrow and heavy rainfall thereafter. The biggest sporting event in the world, the 33rd edition of Summer Olympic Games, will get underway tomorrow with a glittering opening ceremony at Paris in France. Ahead of the official commencement of the mega quadrennial event, Inter today started its campaign at the event on a bright note, with the women's archery team securing a fourth place finish in the ranking round to seal a spot in the quarterfinal stage. South Korea finished top of the standings while China stood at second and Mexico finished at third spot. The opening ceremony will be held tomorrow from 11 p.m. Indian Standard Time onwards. And with that, we end this news bulletin.